Hello, dear friends, and welcome. I pray that all is well with you and your loved ones. Let's turn to God with a word of prayer as we open today's worship. Our dearest Lord, as we come to you from near and far to worship you, open our eyes to truly see you. Open our ears to hear your truth. Open our hearts to love you and our neighbor with all our being. Fill us this day with your Holy Spirit and draw us ever closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now let's welcome Nathan Drake as he leads us in song.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast torn me to say, it is well.
Psalm 130. Help, God. I'd hit rock bottom. Master, hear my cry for help. Listen hard. Open your ears. Listen to my cries for mercy. If you, God, kept records on wrongdoings, who would stand a chance? As it turns out, forgiveness is your habit, and that's why you're worshiped. I pray to God, my life a prayer, and wait for what he'll say and do. My life's on the line before God, my Lord, waiting and watching till morning, waiting and watching till morning. And from Psalm 138, thank you. Everything in me says thank you. Angels listen as I sing my thanks. I kneel and worship facing your holy temple and say it again. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Most holy is your name. Most holy is your word. The moment I called out, you stepped in. You made my life large with strength. When they hear what you have to say, God, all earth's kings will say thank you. They'll sing of what you've done, how great the glory of God. And here's why. God high above sees far below. No matter the distance, he knows everything about us. May God give us understanding. And let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. Back in 1873, Horatio Spafford, a Christian lawyer from Chicago, sent his wife and four children on a luxury liner sailing from New York to France. Well, he planned to join them in a few weeks after finishing up some business, but things didn't go quite as planned. Trip started out beautifully, but then one evening, as the ship sailed peacefully across the Atlantic, it was suddenly and unexpectedly hit by another vessel, and it sank just 30 minutes later, taking with it nearly everyone on board. After being told the ship was sinking, his wife knelt with her four children and they prayed. A few minutes later, three of the children were swept away by the waves while she held tight to the youngest. And then suddenly that child was swept away as well. She became unconscious and awoke later to find that she'd been rescued by sailors from the very ship that had struck them. But her four children were gone. Meanwhile, back in the United States, her husband, Horatio Spafford, was waiting for news of the family. Finally, 10 days later, after the rescue ship had reached Cardiff, it came. Saved alone was his wife's message. And that night, he walked about their home in deepest pain. But as he shared his loss with God, a loss which could not be reversed in this life, he found, as many have, that peace which indeed passes all understanding. Toward morning, he told a friend, "I'm glad to be able to trust my Lord when it costs me something." And then sometime later, as he reflected on the disaster at sea, he wrote a very special hymn, the one that we just heard. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." As many of you know, I typically follow the lectionary as I select my scriptures each week, but I have to say I was especially struck by the timing, the very unique timing of these two particular psalms. A psalm of incredible grief, cry for help, and a psalm of great gratitude for God's faithfulness in the thickness of trouble. Psalms that I personally turn to many times myself. For over a year now, we've all been dealing and we've been doing a lot of waiting and watching like the psalmist. I'm likely wondering, what's going on? Where is God in all this? Has he forgotten us? We've been separated and isolated from family and friends and loved ones. We've experienced unexpected losses that we still mourn. Assumptions about our future and our day-to-day life have been basically shredded to pieces. And we, like the psalmist, have likely cried out to God frequently for help and for mercy. We too have likely prayed and waited for what God would say and do with our lives and our futures also on the line. And the wonderful assurance of these psalms is that even when we haven't always been able to see it or feel it, even in times of great loss, God has indeed been with us through it all. And God continues to be with us. As Psalm 138 reminds us, for God high above sees far below. No matter the distance, he knows everything about us. And God's love is eternal. But as I think we can all agree, praise is easy when things are going well and we're feeling blessed. It's not quite so easy when we find ourselves in deep pain and suffering with an unknown and even frightening future. And yet, trust in God can lift us to a place of gratitude, even in the hardest of times. One of my favorite spiritual writers is Henry Nouwen, who was also a Roman Catholic priest and a professor. And at one point, he felt God call him from his faculty position at an Ivy League university to go live with the poor in South America. In his book, Gracias, he writes, "Many of the families I visited, nothing was certain. Nothing was secure. Maybe there would be food tomorrow. Maybe there would be no sickness tomorrow. Maybe, and maybe not. But whatever came to these people, they still greeted life with joy, with gracias. What I presumed from God as my rightful claim, my friends in Peru and Bolivia received as a precious gift. What I treated as commonplace was for them a joyful surprise. What I trivialized as ordinary, they celebrated with reverence and said gracias. And slowly I realized what I had all but forgotten and dismissed. All is grace. All is God's gift. My friends, God has shown me this personally many, many times. Experienced during poor times as a child when food was rationed and we weren't sure where the next meal was even coming from. I saw it later among the poor as we spent time in Mexico. I saw it among my students as I taught ESL classes and citizenship classes. A deep, deep gratitude in spite of circumstances and unknowns, and a trust like no other. You know, it's amazing how often the more we have, the less we actually appreciate all that God has blessed us with. And it's amazing that even with all that God has brought us through in the past, we can still struggle with trusting that God is indeed with us and will bring us through whatever lies ahead. The lesson and reminder for me, we will never be in control. And there will continue to be unexpected twists and turns and big challenges in this life. But God is always with us. All of which reminds me of a poem from Tim Hansel's book, Holy Sweat, which describes how we should ride through life with God in control. He writes, "At first I saw God as my observer, my judge, keeping track of the things that I did wrong so as to know whether I merited heaven or hell when I die. He was out there sort of like the president. I recognized his picture when I saw it, but I didn't really know him. But later on, when I recognized this higher power, it seemed as though life was rather like a bike ride, but it was a tandem bike, and I noticed that God was in the back helping me pedal. I don't know just when it was that he suggested we change places, but life has not been the same since. Life with my higher power, that is. God makes life exciting. But when he took the lead, It was all I could do to hang on. He knew delightful paths up mountains and through rocky places and at breakneck speeds. Even though it looked like madness, he said, "Pedal." Well, I worried and I was anxious and I said, "Where are you taking me?" And he laughed and didn't answer. And I started to learn to trust. I forgot my boring life and entered into adventure. And when I'd say, "I'm scared," he'd lean back and touch my hand. He took me to people with gifts that I needed, gifts of healing, acceptance, joy. And they gave me their gifts to take on my journey, our journey, God's and mine. And we were off again. He'd say, "Give the gifts away. They're extra baggage, too much weight." So I did, to the people we met. And I found that in giving, I received, and our burden became light. At first, I didn't trust him in control of my life. I thought he'd wreck it, but he knows bike secrets. He knows how to make it lean to take sharp corners, dodge large rocks, and speed through scary passages. And I'm learning to shut up and pedal in the strangest places. I'm beginning to enjoy the view, the cool breeze on my face with my delightful, constant companion. And when I'm sure I just can't do anymore, he just smiles and he says, "Pedal." My friends, this life is indeed a wild ride. And even as we now see encouraging and hopeful signs that the pandemic is receding, that we may finally be able to return to some kind of normal, we also know that there will always be stresses and problems and challenges in this thing we call life. But no matter what, we still have so much to be grateful for, so many blessings to count. You and I must never forget, whatever our circumstances, by the grace of God, it will be well, truly well, with our souls. So let's get busy and pedal. Let us pray. O God of our future, hear our prayers. We confess that in spite of our best efforts, too often we live as if you're not even there, as if we alone are lords of our destinies. We confess that sometimes we give up too easily or settle for the good when you always want to give us the best. Forgive us, Lord. Break through our stubborn resistance. Calm our fears and strengthen our faith. Help us to live fully in the hope that you give us every day, and help us to learn and grow through our suffering. On this day, we pray for all your people, even as we pray special prayers for our leaders and future of our country, and for leaders around the world in all your countries and all your world. We pray that in spite of our differences, we might find new ways to come together and heal our brokenness. We thank you for our church family, Lord, with deepest gratitude for ways to connect and serve and share our gifts, even as we pray for that blessed time when we can again gather in person. We pray for an end to this pandemic, Lord. We pray for all those who are impacted in so many ways with so many losses. May you comfort and strengthen us and give us peace of mind to all those who are suffering right now in so many ways. Help us to choose to show compassion and mercy in all we do, never forgetting that in Christ's suffering, true compassion, mercy, and love have been shown to us. Give us wisdom and a willingness to follow wherever you lead, Lord. Show us new ways to help others, that no one might go hungry, that no one might be without shelter or essentials. God of our future and God of our hope, hear our prayers in the name of your Son, Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." My friends, we have so much to be grateful for. Even in the darkest of times, God is with us. As we are hopefully approaching a new time, as we are hopefully coming closer to a more normal way of life and of being again together in person, let us never forget all the lessons that God teaches us every day. May we never forget that even when we stumble and fall, we are indeed forgiven in Jesus Christ. And now may you go in God's love, God's mercy, God's strength and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. And God bless you.